USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The president is willing to lean in for a deal. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. He tells Fox News that negotiations for a coronavirus stimulus deal have stalled as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi hasn't budged on her demands.
It's actually been Secretary Mnuchin, the president, advancing this negotiation further and further to Nancy Pelosi's side of the ledger. But I can tell you that at $1.9 trillion, which is really where we're at right now, when you look at $1.9 trillion, is Nancy Pelosi really going to tell the American people that I'm not going to send that relief to you just for political reasons?
Meanwhile, Senate Democrats have blocked a GOP stimulus bill from advancing. The $500 billion bill included funding for the Paycheck Protection Program and more supplemental unemployment insurance, but it was blocked from moving off the Senate floor along party lines, falling short of the 60 votes needed. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Stocks finished slightly lower on Wednesday as uncertainty over a stimulus package continued. The Dow Jones finished the day down 97 points, erasing a more than 100-point gain from earlier in the day. The S&P 500 dipped 8 points and the NASDAQ fell 31. The National Security Agency has issued a warning about potentially malicious actions from Chinese government hackers. The NSA is calling on the U.S. Department of Defense and its contractors to take extra security measures as Chinese government-sponsored hackers target computer networks used in the national defense industries. The NSA says the hackers are exploiting more than 25 security bugs and that public and private contractors need to seek out the patches for those bugs. It's the first time the NSA has directly acknowledged they were the subjects of Chinese state-sponsored hacking. Beijing responded by accusing the U.S. of engaging in cyber espionage. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Lijian accused America of crying wolf when it comes to hacking foreign governments. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
While former Vice President Joe Biden is leading in several recent national polls in the presidential race, could there be a missing element to those numbers? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
The polling aggregator on the website Real Clear Politics shows the margin in polls led by Joe Biden in the blue font and the ones led by Donald Trump in the red. For a while, the battleground states have tended to be uniformly blue, except for polls conducted by the Trafalgar Group. Robert Cahaley is with the Trafalgar Group.
What we've noticed is that these polls are predominantly missing the hidden Trump vote. There is a clear feeling among conservatives and people that are for the president that they're not interested in sharing their opinions so readily on the telephone. If you're not compensating for this, if you're not trying to give them a poll that they can participate in with a lower threshold that would make them feel more comfortable that it's anonymous, you're not going to get honest answers.
Short-form streaming service Quibi will be shutting down. The app, which promised entertainment content targeted at mobile users, raised more than $1 billion in funding ahead of its April release. The Wall Street Journal reports it fell far behind its subscriber estimates and was unable to secure more funding. Thus, the app will shut down. No timeline has been given, though, for its shutdown. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Southern Utah's premier eye care center, the Zion Eye Institute, understands your vision is precious, and they are dedicated to helping you achieve and keep your best vision possible. 2020 is the year of vision, and the Zion Eye Institute is giving you a chance to win their Halloween costume LASIK giveaway photo contest. Just go to ZionEye.com or Zion Eye's Facebook page to upload photos of you or your family in your best Halloween costume for your chance to win custom LASIK eye surgery for a qualifying member of your family. At the Zion Eye Institute, their highly trained team of doctors and staff are excited to help you see the world in all its splendor. Zion Eye Institute has specialists to cover every area of eye care and eye surgery. They can provide you with all forms of vision correction surgery from multiple highly skilled and experienced fellowship-trained surgeons using advanced techniques individually or in combination with each other. Schedule an appointment now at ZionEye.com. Get 2020 in 2020 at the Zion Eye Institute, the largest and most comprehensive eye care center in southern Utah.
This just in, Putin has ties to Russia. The exclusive tonight on CNN. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
You know, there's a lot more truth to that than we realize. What can we handle when it comes to the truth? I mean, my gosh. So much of it to be had. Don't you just feel like you just did yourself the biggest disservice for many of you that, like me, who weren't awake for so long? And I just, I could just kick myself, you know? Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're tuned in today. And of course, I've got the great Susan. How are you, Susan?
Oh, super great.
We've got some stuff to talk about. And of course, on the heels of the last hour, just a little bit more, going a little further on that too. And so Melissa did a great job of dialing in the true crime story of the Hunter Biden, Devin Archer, Christopher Hines, stepson of John Kerry, and Whitey Bulger, the Boston gangster, all going into business together with China and Ukraine. You know what? The stuff that I think is going to come out is, you know, it could be great. Could be great. And let's hope, finally, please, for the love. It's just, you know, I still love that meme with Chris Farley standing over William Barr going, arrest somebody, arrest somebody. I just love that meme. Susan, I can't wait. What's on your mind? What have you been researching?
Well, there is more coming out, and there has been an episode, an event, mm-hmm. and it involves Rudy Giuliani.
Okay.
Now, people have varying views about him as the president's attorney, but Rudy Giuliani, of course, was the mayor of New York City on 9/11. He was
good
the
friend
beloved,
of Trump.
Yes, beloved mayor, and he was a prosecutor who brought the mob and Wall Street to its knees. He mm-hmm. went after both simultaneously in the corruption. So that has always been his thing, fighting corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So these hard drives that were supposedly left, mm-hmm. That were Hunter Biden's, that mm-hmm. Hunter Biden's attorney even tried to get them back from the computer repair store.
You've heard a lot about the laptop in the last week,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And a lot of people are like, whose laptop? How did that just get where it needed to go? And how long were they sitting on that thing? And, you know,
That's
the timing of it all.
Well, and it folds right into Melissa's story because this team was so compromised. Hunter Biden was so compromised. Well, he reached out, this repairman, to the Senate people and to others, and also to Rudy Giuliani. And Giuliani was the first to respond, sent his attorney down. The attorney spent several days with him trying to, you know, verify things, and then said, this is legit. They looked at the pictures. They were so horrified by the texts and the pictures that they consulted, Rudy Giuliani did, along with Bernie Kerik,
mm-hmm.
who had been his police commissioner in New York City, with former DAs who handled sex crimes.
Yeah.
They said, you must report this to the appropriate authorities.
Mm-hmm.
And based on the location of where they believed either the crime or the laptop, they drove down to Delaware
mm-hmm.
to hand deliver this material to the state county police. And it's interesting because what Bernie Kerik said was, he said, I was in a separate car. I was calling my contacts in Delaware saying, we're coming down. Can someone mm-hmm. meet us? And a person said to him in law enforcement, nothing's going to happen with this. Let me just tell you how it works. Nothing's going to happen.
Interesting.
And he said, you know what? I don't care about Hunter Biden. I care about the children that I saw being exploited on this computer.
Yeah.
And with the hundreds of pictures, as Rudy Giuliani described, of Hunter Biden doing drugs, he said, no, there's no way that children weren't around that at some point. It was so insidious. So they drive down there, they hand it over, county police in Delaware, who turns it over to the state attorney general in Delaware, who is a good friend of the of the Biden family.
Yeah.
Who then turns it over back to the FBI. Now, that's where the laptop had originally gone. The agents, in fact, one had come from the FBI, who specializes in child crimes, came to retrieve it with a subpoena from the original repair shop.
Right.
So why did Rudy Giuliani, was this just a publicity stunt? And he said, absolutely not. He said, I am mandated that when I see something like this, to go and report it. We're about to hear something. I sent you the clip of one of the text messages that Hunter Biden sent to his father. This was a text message, and Rudy is about to read it.
Okay. Interesting. Okay, so here is, let me roll tape on this one.
It's really a very, very sensitive one. There's a text message to his father in which he says the following. He's discussing his sister-in-law, who for quite some time was his lover. And he says, she told my therapist that I was sexually inappropriate. This would be with a unnamed 14-year-old girl. When she says that I FaceTime naked with the unnamed 14-year-old girl, and the reason I can't have her out to see me is because I'll walk around naked smoking crack, talking Tom girls on FaceTime. When she was pressed, she said that the unnamed 14-year-old girl never said anything like that, but the bottom line is that I created and caused a very unsafe environment for the kids. This is supported by numerous pictures of underage girls.
So, Mr. Mayor, that's dynamite stuff, and I've seen it.
I turned it over to the...
You turned it over to the Delaware State Police, correct?
Yes, yesterday. Bernie Kerik and I turned it over to the Delaware State Police because we're very uncomfortable with this.
We're
very uncomfortable with the fact that these underage girls were not protected.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
So
The
question arises, why didn't the therapist report it? Why didn't the parent report it, his sister-in-law?
Right.
Why didn't Joe Biden report this? Being sexually inappropriate around a 14-year-old girl and smoking crack. Two major issues. How did this get covered up? This can no longer stay covered up. So this is unfolding. The Radcliffe, the director of national intelligence, said this is not Russian disinformation. This is not a Russian ploy. This is for real. And they have the evidence for that. So now there is an understanding that what was going on with China, with the money, the Chinese knew 100% about these images and about who Hunter Biden was and how compromised he was.
Interesting.
And so when you see how serious, really, outside of murder, there is nothing more serious than this.
Yeah.
These are the crimes, the worst possible crimes. So is there a two-tier justice system? This was sitting at the FBI since last December.
Yeah.
Why wasn't anything done with it? Why has nothing come out? Why wasn't Hunter arrested? Why wasn't it investigated? Why weren't the children protected? And that's what Rudy said. He said, I went down there because of children, not because of Hunter. So this is one of the the worst things to have ever come out during an election. Whatever people are involved with timing, you can say, well, that's suspect. Mm-hmm. But if this information is real, it should go to a grand jury. It should right. be thoroughly investigated. Hundreds or thousands of photographs, the drug use, and then being compromised by these countries, including Kazakhstan.
Mm-hmm.
So Hunter Biden was not only involved with China, he was involved with an oligarch of all places from Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan.
So this mm-hmm. is being reported in the Daily Mail. And it says that he hooked up with this oligarch and he attempted to persuade this oligarch to buy into a Nevada mining company, brokering a series of meetings with the
mm-hmm.
firm, and then convincing him to invest
mm-hmm.
a cool $1 million with Alexandra Forbes Carey, the filmmaker daughter of Democrat senator and former president candidate John Kerry.
He just keeps coming up. Interesting.
Mm. And this guy, he's an oligarch worth about mm-hmm. 330. Mm-hmm. Did it say billion? Anyway, an oligarch, a million. And there is an unverified photograph published on the website of, there's an anti-corruption group working there called the Kazakhstani Initiative on Asset Recovery. And it shows Hunter introducing his dad to Rakijev, the oligarch, and the former prime minister of Kazakhstan. And so when this oligarch tried to involve the IMF mm-hmm. in a deal, they turned him down. They said, your source of where you got your wealth is way too sketchy because Kazakhstan was known to be a kleptocracy. It was people who went in and just basically raped the state of money.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up with $330 million with no apparent way of having made that money himself. So Hunter Biden, mm-hmm. right in the middle of all of this influence peddling, it looks like. And it says in May 2012, he was emailed, the oligarch, by Hunter's business partner, Devin Archer,
mm-hmm.
who, I don't know if Melissa said this, was a lawyer and former Abercrombie and Fitch model. Can you have dinner with me, Hunter Biden, Alex Forbes Carey, and team on Wednesday? I want to let Hunter know when he should come up from D.C. to see you. Hunter replied, hi, Devin. Oh, this was by Devin Archer. I'd be happy mm-hmm. to have a dinner with you and your friends. So here we have this corrupt oligarch and Hunter Biden right in the middle, a picture with him and the oligarch and his father. And you just start to say, a crack addict, somebody mm-hmm. involved with young teenage girls. Now can you start to understand the reason that Q, mm-hmm. some people say QAnon, but it's Q, has mm-hmm. talked so much about the right. influence
Interesting.
Of child exploitation
mm-hmm.
and government espionage and all this money changing hands. Why would child exploitation play a role? Because it compromises.
Oh, yeah.
The people. It's a compromising tool.
That's what Jeffrey Epstein was in the business of, compromising information. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse erectile dysfunction, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical exam, screen, scanning, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results in the bedroom. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Let's get your love life back. 435-922-7000.
Considering a reverse mortgage? Choose Southern Utah's best reverse mortgage team to help you through the process. This is what people are saying about Heritage Reverse Mortgage.
This is the best thing we ever thought of. Trevor was amazing. I have recommended him to all my friends. Fantastic man, great company, and super quick and efficient. Can't praise them enough.
Heritage Reverse Mortgage is Southern Utah's premier reverse mortgage lender. Call Heritage Reverse Mortgage at 435-359-9000 or visit heritagereversemortgage.com. NMLS number 1497455.
This is Trudy Stilson with Cash Valley Bank. We value our clients for the high-quality relationships we build over time. In my experience, you don't build a great relationship by charging a lot of fees. That's why our services are not fee-based. We're in it for the long haul. For me, adventure isn't just about taking the big risk, but putting one foot in front of the other. That's why I'm there every step of the way for my clients at Cash Valley Bank.
Mountains await. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Beehive Homes Assisted Living is where the heart is. Their attentive staff and comfortable living creates fulfillment for their residents. Where you live should look like home, smell like home, and feel like home. Beehive Homes is family-style living, yet still the utmost in privacy. When you want the highest level of care, count on Beehive Homes. Quality senior living, a home away from home.
A Beehive Home Level 2 care facility is opening soon in Hurricane. A beautiful home for those who need a higher level of care. Visit BeehiveCare.com.
St. George Pawn and Jewelry is buying and selling gold, silver, Rolexes, jewelry, guns, and more. Stop by for a free appraisal or to see their incredible selection. St. George Pawn and Jewelry is located on Sunset Boulevard just west of Bluff Street.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where here and only here you can now comparison shop the most technologically advanced mattresses on earth, like the line of Posh and Lavish mattresses, the most luxurious natural mattresses anywhere, and the number bed by Instant Comfort with 45 different firmness settings per side for customizable comfort. They're perfect for couples because the heads move independently while still maintaining that all-important cuddle zone where it counts. If you want the best sleep, visit Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
How will the results of the election impact you financially? Reach out to Abe Ashton and the team at AshtonWealth.com to find out how to prepare for either outcome. That's AshtonWealth.com.
Hi, this is Kate Daly, and I love my sponsors. Boulevard Mattress, located at Boulevard Home on Mall Drive, where you can get an incredible mattress at a low, low price. And St. George Ink and Toner, now at their new location, 237 North Bluff, Southern Utah's number one place to purchase all your home and business printing supplies. St. George Ink and Toner.
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist? So often going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's. Or to make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hey, little thing, let me light your candle, 'cause the mama, I'm sure all the hand and I just around.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. We'll take your calls, too. A lot of information to go over, but we're happy to take some calls. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature and order up and put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E, and you can get 35% off and free shipping. There's no better deal than that, I promise. And you'll love the supplement. You'll start to feel it in a week or two. And I think Uncle Milty's about a week. It took about a week. And you start going, wow, I feel better. I'm doing good. Wow, interesting. You know, it's awesome. So make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. I would not talk about it on the show unless I, A, did my homework about it. And I love these guys. And they're so authentic, transparent, honest. And the other thing is they have a great product and it's been around for decades and people love it. And all those testimonials are real. So there you go. All right. We'll field a phone call. And then let's jump in. Okay. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Well, hi there. I have an idea. And I just want to run it by your guest because she knows her stuff and is always really wonderful to have on.
She's great, Susan. Yeah.
With working with addicts and knowing their mindset on a lot of things, as you read some of those emails that have come out, it's almost as if possibly, you know, Hunter Biden maybe wanted this to end.
Yeah.
You know, when he says, you know, I'm not going to, you know, take half of your money like, you know, dad does. Think that, I mean, right. It's almost like he's in a mafia.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like the Bidens are the mafia of Delaware. True. Well, I mean, maybe the mafia of the United States.
Yeah, like the Pelosi's of Maryland.
And maybe... You know, why in the world would he turn the laptop in? It's one of those behaviors where they, you know, they possibly want to get caught so that it will end.
Maybe. Thanks for that. Really appreciate the insight. I don't know. Who knows?
My opinion is Bernie Kerik, former police commissioner, said this is a typical junkie behavior. You're a junkie when your life revolves around how to get the next fix.
Right.
And the reports that I've been reading says he's been an addict for most of his adult life. So the question then becomes, why would Joe Biden involve his son in this way?
Right. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Very interesting on that.
Giuliani said the mafia bosses would often keep their kids out of the mafia, letting them get legitimate careers, but some wouldn't. So you have to look at Joe Biden and say he deliberately involved him.
Right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate.
Hey there.
Craig from Chicago.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you in a while.
Yeah, Craig. Just how are you?
Oh, pretty good, girl.
Excellent.
My six grandkids are just driving me nuts.
I'll bet. Aren't really they always? I love it. Go right ahead. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, we don't, you know, they don't have you on radio local. I got you on the internet, and it's just good to hear your voice.
You too.
All, you know, so
you
keep
too.
Up the good work. I told you years ago that Trump would be good, and look, it's come to pass. So.
I love it. Thank you, Craig. Really appreciate that. That's awesome. Thank you. It's great. Craig from Chicago.
Isn't that great? Well, that's my hometown, Chicago.
Yeah.
I was born there. My Polish grandparents immigrated there and, you know, started a business. They were dirt poor peasants and started a grocery store. Huh. Isn't that just the greatest?
Yeah.
It's a great American story.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to say Rudy Giuliani has figured and understood he had a role to play. So he's not doing this to be self-serving.
Right.
He said this is about the children. And speaking of the children, this is something you all might not know. The DHS on October 20th launched a new center for countering human trafficking. And they had a whole setup with a speech and people speaking. And then when you pulled out and panned to the audience for the press, hardly any of the press showed up.
Really? When it comes to sex trafficking headlines, they're not around?
Almost completely. Huh, so, you know, I'm not always in favor of new departments, but this is the first countering human trafficking center. And they said it's modern day slavery and they're going to focus on prevention, protection, prosecution and partnerships. And it is dedicated to stopping this. And the question is, why haven't we done this before?
Right. Under the other presidents. Interesting question. Keep that in the forefront. And so, all right. Very interesting. So let's move. Samantha Guthrie.
Yes. Well,
that was
this leads right to that. So why has this been such a taboo subject? And why does the media just denigrate it, not show up for it? Samantha Guthrie was interviewing the president almost combatively.
Town hall.
At the town hall. And she asked him this question about something called QAnon is what she said. And he had a response.
And this was after she just wanted to segue into something different because he was nailing her on the you didn't ask Biden, you know, questions. And so here's this.
Democrats who don't know
what
they're
doing. Denouncing, let me ask you about QAnon. It is this theory that Democrats are a satanic pedophile ring and that you are the savior of that. Now, can you just once and for all state that that is completely not true and that disavow QAnon in its entirety?
I know nothing about QAnon.
I just told you.
I know very little. You told me, but what you tell me doesn't necessarily make it fact. I hate to say that. I know nothing about it. I do know they are very much against pedophilia. They fight it very hard, but I know nothing about
it. They believe it is
if
a satanic
like
cult run by the deep
study
state.
The subject, I'll tell you what I do know about. I know about Antifa, and I know about the radical left, and I know how violent they are and how vicious they are, and I know how they're burning down cities run by Democrats, not run
Republican
by Republicans.
Republican Senator Ben Sasse said, quote, QAnon is nuts, and real leaders call conspiracy theories conspiracy theories.
He may be
Why
right.
not just say it's
Can
crazy and not true?
He may be right. I just don't know about QAnon.
You do know.
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know.
You Let me ask
me
you
all
another
about
thing.
It. Let's waste a whole show. You start off with white supremacy. I denounce it. You start off with something else. Let's go. Keep asking me these questions.
Okay.
Let me just tell you what I do hear about it is they are very strongly against pedophilia, and I
you
agree
keep
with
saying that.
That.
I love
I mean,
it.
I do agree with that, and I agree
but
with it.
But there's not
very
a satanic pedophile.
I have
cult
no
they
idea.
Run,
I know nothing about
that. You don't know that. Okay.
No, I don't know
you
that.
You just
neither,
this
neither
week.
Neither do you know that.
Okay, just this week.
Why aren't you asking me about Antifa? Why aren't you asking me about the radical left?
Because you're volunteering.
What are they afraid of?
Joe Biden questions about why doesn't he condemn Antifa? Why does he say it doesn't exist?
Because you're
Antifa,
here before
me. Antifa, no, excuse so cute. Antifa exists. They're vicious, they're violent, they kill people, and they're burning down our cities. And they happen to be radical left.
Nice.
Wow.
That was interesting, man. She was viciously going after that, which I, you know, number one, she wants to deflect from going to Antifa. She doesn't want to talk about those groups, right? And then number two, why she's so vicious about it. It's what are they afraid of? Because if you really just go look at Q, there's an ousting of information on the pedophile rings, things like that have been going on for a very long time, decades and decades. This isn't anything new. And so that struck me as really interesting that she went after that so hard.
It was very, very combative. And because she brought that up, more people on the right are writing articles about it. So there was one in American Thinker called QAnon, The Media's Latest Obsession. And so
it's been around for 3 years, though. I mean, QAnon, it's been around for 3 years, and they think it's a lot of military intelligence that's giving out some information to kind of spark interest in doing more research about some of the bad players in Washington, right?
Exactly. And so he was technically correct. There's no QAnon. It's Q. And Q is a synonym for high-level clearance. Q-sensitive allows access to special nuclear material category. But the Anons are people who are just interested and do research on their own. Mm-hmm. So Q posts clues and asks questions, as we talked about last week. And you can go to, these are independent websites that post what Q posts. So QAnon.pub, the letter QAnon.pub. And you can see
short for publish, PUB.
Yes. So you can see what Q has posted today. Yeah, so here's one today. A deep, dark world is being exposed. Uh-huh. The truth won't be for everyone. Have faith in humanity. Q. Right. Now, that doesn't that's not telling us to go do anything negative.
Yeah, it's really not telling everybody to put their head in the sand either. I think it's that's a hopeful message that you just said. It isn't, people are just giving it such huge amounts of labeling and I don't know, scope. And it's like, you know, I think what it's done for people is to help them to think outside the box a little bit in all the stuff the press doesn't cover. So it's kind of like the alternative press, if you will, in a way. And that's why people follow it. They like to read what's coming out next. And how often is it posted? Like a couple times a week?
There's times where like 10 days will go by and nothing's posted. Other times there'll be 10 little posts, like little messages in a day. But here's what's interesting. So Epstein Island was first posted in November of 2017, long before Epstein and his activities became widely known.
That's very true, because this started October, about a month before that. And so there was a lot of information that was starting to come out about him. And it was true.
It was true,
so,
and people had no idea.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, pedophilia is not a conspiracy. It's if you look up pedophilia arrests, you'll see endless stories.
Yeah,
it's a subculture. Yeah.
So many in
it's
Washington
sick.
Too.
Yes,
that's
yes.
What's so funny is that she sort of turned it into a QAnon / pedophilia conspiracy.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And so it kind of lumped it together, and that was. Definitely, there was a reason for that. She wanted to, yeah.
Yeah, well, and so the attack, the intensity. So this this author said, to him, it's a riddle wrapped in a mystery inside an enigma, because these are clues. We don't know who they are posted by. Mm-hmm. But they point out things that you can click on a link and go to a news article and go, wow, I hadn't seen this news article, because the news is being what's called siloed.
Right.
The left is not posting a lot about what's happening to Hunter Biden, or they're calling it a...
or the arrest. Like, look at the 35 kids that were found and not a peep. It was like one tiny little headline. That would have made... Or should have made big news. 35 missing kids are found in America. My gosh, that's big news, but it wasn't at all.
Right.
Yeah. Very bizarre.
Yeah. And so to have a platform that just says, pay attention to this, notice this, is really, really useful, because the media, as we saw with the New York Post, is keeping the New York Post off of Twitter.
Right. Right. Oh, rare. Okay. And so, and this is the other thing too, is in the media, they've painted it as a cult, which is a really extreme definition. In fact, you know, this is just, it's information. It's not a cult. It's just information. And
there's no leader.
Yeah, there's no leader. I mean, it's just information that comes out, and people start to go, oh, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. Or maybe, And that's it. That's all the credence I give. And it's all the credence anybody I know gives to it. So it's not some weird cult, but that's how they make it out to be.
Oh, they're
vicious about it.
For some reason, they are obsessed and threatened. And then you have to say why.
Yeah.
You have to say, why don't they pay attention to the new Countering Human Trafficking Center, but they're hysterical about this. That is a clue.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
right?
True. Yeah. Especially because of even the way she just attacked Trump on that was just, well, and every time he tried to say, well, what about Antifa? What about the stuff we're seeing in the streets right now? You know? And she did not want to talk about Antifa. She didn't want to talk about anything else. Crazy. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere more with Susan when I return.
Hi guys, it's Andrew. If you're frustrated in the bedroom, you are going to want to hear this. Wasatch Medical Clinic uses an FDA-registered technology to reverse erectile dysfunction, and we do it without any pills. Our wave therapy is clinically shown to open up and regrow blood vessels, which means we're treating the root cause problem of ED, lack of blood flow. Even Cambridge tested our technology and concluded that it is highly effective. If you're struggling with erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now, and we'll give you the medical
physical exam, screening, even the blood flow ultrasound, totally free. Plus, a special gift proven to produce instant results in the bedroom. If you want to get your blood flowing properly and put a stop to your erectile dysfunction, call Wasatch Medical Clinic in the next 2 minutes to qualify for this $500 offer. 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. Let's get your love life back. 435-922-7000.
Great news! After 15 years, St. George Ink and Toner has moved to a new location at 237 North Bluff Street, Southern Utah's number one place for purchasing all your home and business printing supplies. Come see the new store and talk to Wayne, Deb, and their friendly, awesome staff to see how St. George Ink and Toner can help recycle and save money. As always, their products are backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. St. George Ink and Toner, now at 237 North Bluff Street next to Neater's Cafe and Bakery.
Hi, this is Brighton with the Flooring Studio by Heidi Berlin. We offer complimentary design consultations and work with you to create your dream home. We're passionate about what we do and strive to help our clients get through any remodel or new construction with ease. Among complimentary design consulting, we offer hardwood, vinyl and laminate flooring, tile, countertops, and more. Come in and see us for a free consultation and let's get your projects going before the holidays. And we would like to offer a free 8x10 rug to any flooring remodel of 600 square feet or more. So come see us at the Flooring Studio by Heidi Berlin.
More and more businesses are turning to TDS for the technology they need to keep employees connected and customers satisfied. Get faster internet speeds all the way up to 1 gig, reliable phone systems, and extensive TV programming. For over 50 years, TDS has been helping customers and businesses keep their connections strong. Outfit your business with the best services from TDS. Visit hellotds.com/business to learn more. Internet speeds are up to and not guaranteed, subject to availability. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The 2020 Lincoln Continental is one drive you're sure to remember. With standard dynamic torque vectoring, all-wheel drive, and up to 400 horsepower. How about Lincoln Continental's lane-keeping system, blind spot detection, adaptive cruise control, and multi-contour seating? It's a drive you'll remember and one you'll wish to repeat. Right now, the 2020 Lincoln Continental has 0% for 72 months at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln. We hear you. In stock only, financing through Lincoln AFS OAC. See dealer for details.
This is Larry Myers, write-in candidate for the Washington County School Board in District 2. District 2 includes Diamond Valley, Winchester Hills, The Ledges, downtown St. George, Middleton, Tahnequint, and Bloomington. If you're in District 2, write me in on your ballot. I'm for local control of our schools, parental rights, and improving our curriculum. My opponent has been on the board for 20 years. If you agree it's time for a term limit, write in Larry Myers, M-E-Y-E-R-S. Paid for by the Myers for School Board campaign.
This is Morgan Gubler with Cache Valley Bank. To me, banking is a relationship business. I build relationships with my clients and learn how their businesses operate so that I'll know how to help. If you want a loan for your business, I won't just give you a phone number to call or a website to visit. Meet me in my office or I'll go to you. I couldn't be prouder to be spending my career with Cache Valley Bank, offering all our clients quality customer service.
Mountains await. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Can you imagine not being stressed going to the dentist? So often going to the dentist includes feeling pressured. Well, you don't have to imagine anymore. At Imagine Family Dentistry, they believe in no pressure. They'll tell you what you need, and you tell them what you want. And if you don't have insurance, it's okay. Imagine Family Dentistry has a value savings plan. You can save hundreds of dollars utilizing it. And with their new patient exam, they just make it so easy. At Imagine Family Dentistry, new patients receive an exam, a cleaning, x-rays, and a hygiene kit, all for only $75. At that price, you can afford to get the whole family in. Just imagine a dentist that doesn't pressure you. They simply take care of you and your family. Visit Imagine Family Dentistry today, located off Bluff Street between Kmart and Smith's. Or to make an appointment, call 435-656-1111. That's 435-656-1111.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I said, hey, now, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey.
Hi there, welcome back. Yeah, Kate Daly's show. You can call up. And I'm talking with Susan, going over a lot of information. Upcoming guests on the show, Catherine Austin Fitz. She actually worked for Bush Jr. And she gets it. Boy, does she get it. I think she was just recently on Alex Jones. Anyway, she will be coming on November 6th. Sherry Tenpenny next week on Tuesday. And all kinds of guests coming up on the show. What can I say? This week, Alan Stevo. I've got Joel Skousen, possibly. And let's see here. Tomorrow, I have an author on the apocalypse. A little bit more biblical apocalypse right after Chrisanne. So that ought to be interesting, too. He wrote a book on it. So all kinds of stuff going on. I'm sorry, Melissa. Blah. Can you tell my brain is just completely fried right now? No sleep at all this year. Anyway, this year has just been insane. So, okay. Where do you want to go from here? I just lost my train of thought.
No, it's okay. We're good. We're good. So, yes, we just talked about QAnon. The people can look at QAnon.pub.
So if people were wondering when they saw the town hall.
Yes.
Geez,
why they keep bringing it up. So that's why I bring it up, because they keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Okay. So something that isn't being brought up as much is something I talked about last week. Ellen Howell Parrott, who is this very strange character who happened truly to be the chief falconer to the Shah of Iran and organized falconry hunts for the royal families of Saudi Arabia.
Now, we talked a little bit about...
We talked a little bit about that, and there's some new information on this.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So his allegation was that that Osama bin Laden was pulled from Tora Bora and sheltered in Iran for 10 years, and that as a falconer, he ran into him six times. He was in personal contact with Osama bin Laden six times. So there was a massive reward for anybody who could find bin Laden. So he and a group of people figured, well, we'll take him down. Mm-hmm. But as he got closer and closer to that and he contacted the U.S., they just really crushed him and said, do not, under any circumstance, do anything with bin Laden. And so it was well known. He talked about he has a signed non-disclosure agreement that he signed with Congressman Kurt Weldon and Joe Biden's attorney, who works as a fixer for Joe Biden, Biden S. Ettinger. He's got the signed document that he had a meeting with them and letters asking why the intelligence on bin Laden is being ignored. He's got audio conversations with these three. This is a congressman and Joe Biden's attorney. So they knew. Joe Biden's attorney said he is being protected by us. We don't really want to get him. We want him under the radar screen because he has basically made a deal with us that he is not going to hit us here in the United States. And so far, Parrott has come out and made the statement that he has this audio. Mm-hmm. And neither Ettinger nor Biden has issued a statement denying it. So there is another person who has just come out, Mike Moore, an intelligence expert and Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist. He came to the same conclusion after interviewing government intelligence operators, informants, and lawmakers. So he noted that Robert Mueller was the FBI director during these events and that John Brennan was neck deep in arranging bin Laden's deal with the Saudis and the Iranians. So these were the key figures in the coup attempt against President Trump. And so now things are becoming unraveled. And Moore has evidence, this author, that Obama's so-called Iran deal, which the U.S. guaranteed Iran $150 billion plus $1.8 billion in pallets of cash. It was essentially a ransom to buy Iran's peace, their silence on the fact that they've had bin Laden. He said while he was researching his book, Mike Moore, that FBI agents raided his home twice, terrorizing his wife and young children at gunpoint because he was on to this truth about bin Laden being alive in Iran, in Iran for 10 years. Now, the thing about it was during this time, thousands of young men, military men, lost their lives and women trying to find bin Laden.
Right.
Do you remember when we found Saddam Hussein? He was paraded all over the place, right? That was a legitimate hunt.
Right.
But this, so in that meantime, they expanded the war, our U.S. government, to Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, Pakistan, and that was a trophy kill. Right after 9/11, so he asks, why did George Bush allow 55 flights of Saudi nationals to leave the U.S. immediately after September 11th?
Yeah.
And supposedly we were looking for bin Laden in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have these people come out and... The Falconer, Alan Howell Parrott, actually created a movie called Feathered Cocaine about his encounters with bin Laden. It was shown at the Tribeca Film Festival in 2011. And so his lawyer says, yes, U.S. intelligence complicity in sheltering bin Laden, it's true. It is true. So there was more going on behind the scenes. You've got, of all people, a Falconer.
Yeah. Interesting.
He looks American, but he speaks all these languages and just had an in with these royals and these political heads. And he said, it wasn't just bin Laden. It was at least 100 other leaders of Al-Qaeda and their families who were being sheltered in Iran. So this was a massive intelligence thing to keep quiet. And can you imagine how families would feel knowing that this was the case and that their loved one may have died for nothing, for a lie, essentially.
Yeah, for a lie.
So this is coming out and we're going to see where that goes because how much stuff is coming out right now?
A lot.
It is literally...
It's almost like just overkill. Like it's just... And we, you know, they say October's surprising. You kind of gear up because, you know, if... It gets wonky every single election, you know, and everything seems at a fevered pitch, right, during election. But these crimes, they've been going on a long, long time. And honestly, the last 4 years, they've finally got to the point where it's become something that everybody has to address, which is much different. That's much different. Used to always just, you know, kind of remain in the shadows. But I just like to see some justice.
We would all like to see justice. Somebody asked,
truth.
I think it was on Rush's show that the Attorney General, William Barr, came out and said, there's not going to be any prosecutions before the election. And Trump reacted quite strongly. This was on the Rush Limbaugh show.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, I'm going to have to talk to him. If that's the case, that can't be right. So I'm suspecting, this is my own personal sense, there will be something big that comes out that will be a prosecution. There will be an announced indictment before the election. Also, what's happening on the campaign trail, Obama is hitting the campaign trail for Biden, who's hiding in his basement. He called a lid on his campaign appearances right after this stuff about Hunter came out.
Right.
3 days with no appearances.
They're worried. They're worried he's going to say stuff that's going to come flying out of his mouth always does.
Are they going to ask
incriminate
him?
More?
Yes.
They're worried. That's why they said moratorium on any foreign policy questions, no Ukraine questions for the debate, you know, setting those rules up.
It's not going to work anymore. The media thinks they can keep doing this.
Right.
Google is now being sued by the federal government on... monopoly for being, you know, so controlling and being too big. But Rick Grenell, the former DNI and ambassador who released so many great secret, you know, top secret files that he was allowed to release.
Sure.
He said, Obama's coming out on the campaign trail and it's time to start asking him questions. Let's not just pretend this is about Joe Biden.
Right.
Let's get to, because hasn't Obama been hiding too? No one's been asking him about the meeting in the Oval Office where they planned the Russia hoax.
Right.
That has now come out. So things are heating up to just this incredible pressure point. There's supposed to be an asteroid coming before an election. There was a tsunami alert due to an earthquake off of Alaska.
I'm sure UFOs are in the mix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Director Mellon came out and said, I was the one who released the... Now, that was... Why such a random announcement?
That was weird. I'm sorry, but it was like anything to get a headline in another direction.
Yes, that I was the one who released the film. On the so-called UFOs. So this is just heating up incredibly. And so we just have to keep our mental balance and not figure that Trump doesn't have things in hand. I believe he does.
Right.
I believe he has more in hand and more is coming out and that people just have to absorb it and not look away.
Mm-hmm.
This is draining the swamp. Draining the swamp means you're stirring it. The smells and gases are coming up.
Right.
And we cannot look away. We have to be responsible citizens and vote accordingly. So it's a great time to be alive.
Why doesn't it feel that way?
It is a great time to be alive.
Yeah.
And
this year has been a trip, I'll tell you that much.
It has. I had to laugh the other day. Mm-hmm. I just caught a piece of Trump talking about in his speech to Erie, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
He played a clip of Joe Biden talking about no fracking, no coal, fracking, no coal. And now Joe Biden says, oh, yes, fracking. Mm-hmm. Now that, he said, is going to eliminate a million jobs.
Right.
So Trump is just out there preaching to the people. And I had to laugh when he said Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's laptop from hell.
Right.
A laptop from hell.
Yeah. And and pictures just surfaced of Giuliani with a girl. Right. And the picture looks very, you know, crazy. Right. Like he's on a bed and everything. And this girl's kind of standing over him. But it was actually part of the Borat film. And Giuliani said he was putting his microphone on, right? Take off the electronic equipment. Anyway, it's part of the Borat thing, and they're trying to make it look like
he was compromised.
Yeah, so the initial thing is this is going to hurt his reputation because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're trying to go there. They tried to talk about today. It's Trump has dealings in China. Well, no duh. He's been in the hotel industry for a really long time. That kind of story, I think it's just them being so desperate. It's just this desperation to put anything out there that ties, because they've tried so many different angles that, of course, they're just desperate now. And that's how Samantha sounded too, Guthrie.
It reeks of desperation.
Yeah, it's just desperate.
Kamala went to an event that she was the star of in mm-hmm. Florida, and they panned around, and it was like six people.
Mm-hmm.
So where are the crowds? Why is he hiding? What's on the laptop? We have to see and know that something is really, really wrong here.
Right.
And that all this talk about him being in double digits ahead in the polls,
mm-hmm.
that Biden, he has nothing to offer people. He'll take us back to war, because Trump said Trump is one of the first presidents to not take us to war.
Right.
And he also, a statistic came out, he and McConnell have put on 300 judges,
mm-hmm.
which is more judges appointed than any other president in 40 years.
Yeah, it's a lot of judges.
So the work that's happening, and the China virus, some people call it the communist Chinese virus,
mm-hmm.
party virus, because the Chinese people are good people. They would want freedom
mm-hmm.
if they had the opportunity.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to be alive.
Well, I'm glad. It's coming up to this election, and people just get into kind of a frenzy about it. And there's no difference. You know, when I was looking back at elections back in the early 1800s, same thing. You should have heard them back and forth. Oh, gosh. You murdering adulterous whore. I mean, it was just this insane
attacks,
accusations, language. Yeah. I mean, it was just crazy. And it's never, ever changed. Just never changed. So you have to kind of expect it. I think if you expect it a little bit more, it doesn't seem as fierce. The COVID thing has been tough because I think it's finally registering that so many people won't think. They just won't use their brain. And that's been a tough one to watch. But, you know, and like I said yesterday, you know, what have we watched more, hands or brains in 2020? It's true. It's a world of hurt out there, and that's probably the harder one for me. But you know, the elections, honestly, it's the governor, it's the locals, it's the mayors, it's the people that are directly in charge of things at a local level and state level that I worry about the most, because they can do the most damage to your individual life, you know. But it would be nice. It'll be interesting to see. You know, it is a swamp. I actually don't think we can drain the swamp. I think that it's so swampy now that it's just a house infested with termites. I mean, I don't know that you could ever get to a point where you could actually do anything really substantial in there. But I will always credit people for trying.
Yeah.
They could. Always credit people for trying.
Yes.
Not enough. Yeah. Yeah. Congress is just not even seen right now. Just not a peep out of them. It's just disgusting. Anyways, all right, you guys. Thanks, Susan.
You're so
welcome. Great. And, of course, we'll be back tomorrow. Some great guests tomorrow. And you'll love it. Be faithful. Be fearless. See you tomorrow.
Balance of Nature is hiring. Let's find out what it's like to actually work here.
I started working at Balance of Nature this last summer, and I felt as though my ideas and thoughts were recognized, and I was able to just implement on my ideas almost immediately. One of the most unusual and cool benefits at Balance of Nature is that we have a home-cooked vegetarian meal every single day at work. I would tell anyone who's considering working at Balance of Nature that they should do it. It really is an environment that is unique and that will support who they are while helping them grow to become whatever career man or woman they intend to become. It's really, really a unique and wonderful place. I love working at Balance of Nature because I feel like I'm making a difference in other people's lives.
For more information or to apply, please visit our website at balanceofnature.com.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.